Youth Sports Alliance Executive Director Emily Fisher says the organization is excited that seven local junior athletes will competing at the Youth Olympic Games.
This was started by the International Olympic Committee to provide a high-level competition for those junior athletes and prepare them potentially for the next step of the Olympic Games. So really exciting that we have seven athletes. They're representing three different local clubs, Park City Ski and Snowboard, Wasatch Luge Club, and the UOP Bobsled and Skeleton Club, and representing three different countries, USA, Australia, and Colombia.
Fisher says the event is even more elite than the Junior Olympics.
This is the same sports and disciplines that are at the Olympic Games, and it is an international. Instead of Junior Olympics, it's typically just nationally, and this is an international, and it's run by the International Olympic Committee. So same organizing as the true Olympic Games.
In other YSA news, applications for the spring scholarships will be available on YSA's website starting on February 1st.
Those spring scholarships are to cover postseason competitions and invitation camps. So if somebody qualifies for a major competition they weren't expecting and can't afford that, then they can apply for a spring scholarship. That's another part of our Stein Erickson Endowment. Over the past decade, we've given out $660,000. 60% of that was given over the last 3 years when we could draw from that endowment.
YSA will be supporting 700 students in their Activate and Get Out and Play programs starting this week. Development Director Jana Dalton says the Alliance is also excited to continue their work in the South Summit School District.
We've launched a Learn to Ski pilot program in South Summit, so 24 Never Ever skiers will be heading to Park City Mountain on Mondays. That's our early release day under the lights, and we'll be trying skiing and snowboarding, so we're very excited about that. And thanks to Vail Epic Promise, they have agreed to increase that number to 64 students next year. So the program's growing. South Summit does not have after-school programming right now, so we're very excited to give those kids an opportunity to get out and play.
For more information, you can visit ysaparkcity.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.